This morning, we're very excited to be chatting to a South African with a New York address. And goodness knows, all of us would love to have this cosmopolitan lifestyle. And we've watched everything about New York City on the big and the small screen. So it's great to be chatting to a South African native who's now native of New York City. Lumanyano Mzi,
Yes.
welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. It's great to have you on the show. You know, who is Lumanyano and what are you up to?
Hey, Janet. First and foremost, let me just say thank you for having me. Thank you to your listeners. Thank you to your viewers for tuning in. I'm super excited to get to share my story and get to have a conversation with you. So basically, my name is Lumanyano Mzi, as you know, and I was born in Cape Town, South Africa. I was born in Nyanga East, and we later moved to Delft, where I grew up. And by the time I was six, my father had started a band the year I was born, actually, in
Wow. So
nineteen
let
ninety
me just
five.
get this right. You were one of our exports with no 30% tariff.
With no,
No
exactly.
30% tariff.
No 30
Awesome.
percent tariff.
The best kind, the best kind. So you
Yes.
grew up in a musical family. You're telling us your dad
Exactly.
was a musician.
Yes, is was just a hobbyist musician, and he still plays and he still writes songs and just plays for himself. But he raised us as a family with myself and my brothers, my cousins. We had a family band. Everyone, it was a rite of
Oh
passage
man,
that
what a childhood,
it was
Lumanyano. What a
exactly
childhood.
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so beautiful to just be able to commune with my brothers and all everyone, us having fellowship and getting to know each other musically as well as personally. It grew our relationship as a family. It was such an integral thing that we did as a family, and it is something that I've carried with me forever, and I'm still carrying with me. That's how I operate as a musician and how I approach my craft and my career as an artist. Yeah.
Wonderful. So from the biological brotherhood, you're now part of a much bigger brotherhood, which is global
Exactly.
between Cape
Yes.
Town and New York. And
Yes.
that must have been quite a wonderful entree into the world of music because, when you grow up around creatives, you just develop differently, right? It's a different
Yes.
DNA that happens.
Yes.
So tell us what it was like growing up in this family that was musical and all these wonderful collaborators that would come in and create
Yeah.
art with
Yes.
your family.
Yeah, it was incredible. First and foremost, we are self-taught musicians. It's by, I guess, the griot system, if you could say. So my
Yes.
father was lucky enough to have friends who seek knowledge first and foremost, and these would be really important figures in my musical growth. So from time to time, although we were playing as a family band, he would have a friend who would come in maybe for a year or two or a couple of months and share their knowledge and be a part of the band. So it was incredible because we got to interact with a lot of people, not only in our bands, because they we would play like maybe two festivals a year in the community. And there you get to interact with other bands, with other families, who are also doing this music thing. So it was really amazing getting to actually dive into that and actually be a part of that, be immersed in that sort of synergy of creative working. Yeah.
Amazing. So then came this big transition to New York
Yeah.
City. And what was that
Yes.
like? We bright-eyed and
Yes.
bushy-tailed, right?
Yeah. Yes. So basically, that actually, that does not only start in New York. It pretty much starts with me completing my matric and deciding on what I wanted to do after matric. So I'd wanted to go to a music school, but I knew that I've never studied music, so I wouldn't get accepted to these places. So I took a gap year to just fully acquaint myself with what was happening in the world of professional music reading and so forth.
Can I just say, Lumanyano, that you obviously did your due diligence because Berkeley is Berkeley. I mean, really, one of the best Ivy Leagues when it comes to the creative arts.
And also, so after that gap year, I went to UCT actually. Now you were talking about the new mayor of New York being studying in Cape Town and so forth, and his family. So I actually
Yes.
managed to get into the South African College of Music after my gap year, and that is where I got to study jazz performance. And that's actually where I got to know about Berklee, because when I got there, my teachers were telling me about this school, this prestigious school in Boston, and that I did not know anything about. But they kept on saying to me, "This school would be great for you, you know." And
Amazing.
I would then later meet a couple of professors from Berklee who would actually also say the same thing. And then one of them, you know, gave me a recommendation letter to apply, and I applied. 2018, I got accepted, but then the funding was not enough, so I put that acceptance under my bed, tucked it away. But later in 2020, I was able to secure funding, and which then led to me and my wife. We were newlyweds, just probably 2 or 3 weeks after we got married. You know, this opportunity
Wow.
came about, and we moved in January 2021 to start Berklee, for me to start Berklee College of Music. And then I
That's
spent
amazing. So you were a really young family, finding
yes
your path and finding your direction as
exactly
a family in a new
yes
city.
yes
How
yes yes
exciting.
yes And so when we got to Boston, it was such an incredible, and you know, I'd never been outside of the country for that long. You know, I've gotten to collaborate with different artists and gotten to be on the road touring, you know, the world. But you know, I've never lived in another country, so it was quite a transition. But also, you know, our country is fully immersed in the Western media, so all these things for me, they were not necessarily a culture shock, beside, but just one of those things where, oh, it is like this. You know, it's just a moment of affirmation and confirmation. Oh, so this is the culture. This is what happens in these kind of spaces. But once we got to settle and find our friends and find our community, you know, we realized, you know, actually, you know, people from everywhere in the world, because Boston and New York and places like that are a global space, you know, that actually globally, as the people, we are the same, you know. And it was just so
Isn't that
thrilling
amazing
to
when
be
you
able
realize
it's
this is just a this is just another brother from another mother when you travel? And you
exactly.
find those synergies, and you say, hey, you know, we actually
Yes.
sort of come from the same place. We have similar histories.
Yes. So that's what happened. And I spent 3 years in Boston doing a contemporary writing and production major, with a dual major with performance. And I ended up dropping performance and just graduating with a contemporary writing and production major. And I fast-tracked it into 3 years as opposed to four. And as of last year, August, myself and my wife, we decided we were going to move to New York, because my wife is an actor and a theater maker. So that would work. That space worked much better for her, and also for me, because New York is the mecca of jazz music.
Yes.
So that's where we find ourselves, and it's been such an incredible ride, just filled with so much joy, so much ups and downs as well, but just filled with incredible people that we're getting
Just
to know, and just merging these two worlds together, our families from there and our families here. Now that I'm back home and I'm on tour, you know, my friends are getting to actually see these people that I've been talking about this past 5 years. They're getting to know more about
amazing.
the culture, because you know, when you move overseas, you almost adopt being an ambassador for your country, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's actually so surprising how little most people know about our country and our culture and all of that, and also to an extent how misinformed they are. So from time to time, we find that there is a need to actually rectify certain things and actually just speak about certain things, just so that people actually know the authentic culture and information that is our people.
I'm so glad to hear you take that responsibility so seriously, because quite often people get caught up in the romance of being out of the country, that they do nothing to further the mandate which we as South Africans, in fact, as natives of any country have, to actually bring our culture and our people closer to the rest of the world with a proper understanding of what it means to be South African. So well done on that.
Thank
So
you.
you were traveling. Tell us what is happening, what has brought you to Cape Town, and what can we look forward to?
So, what has brought me to Cape Town is an exciting project that I have, actually a very monumental project to me, and it's such a huge milestone because, when you go away and you study, leaving home is such an incredible time of interest. You get time for introspection and actually start to think because you're on the outside looking in. So I've got to know a lot more about myself. And so these past 5 years of being in the US have been an incredible time for me to actually put some of these thoughts and feelings into sound. And so this I have a new album called Ithemba Elitsha, which means a new hope. And this album is music that is pretty much a culmination of my life as a musician. And it focuses on my journey as a musician, and also the complexities that come with this journey as a musician. And the album is meant to inspire infinite hope for humanity. And also, as I was saying, that I moved to Boston during a heavy time, COVID and so forth. And so there was a lot happening. The world was just such an adult space, a lot happening. Even today, it's still things, a lot of things are still happening, politically and so forth. But I just felt that, one thing that was needing, we need as humanity is just a renewal of hope. So this album is exactly that. It's meant to inspire, it's meant to bring joy, it's meant to bring peace, it's meant to bring healing, and most importantly, healing for me, for myself, actually, and the world. So this is this new exciting project. And with me, I am traveling with some incredible musicians from all around the world, some friends of mine who I call family, and as well as some of our own local musicians who are incredible, who are also at that space. And we found each other there. When you find another South African in another country, it's always so amazing.
It's liberating. It's
Exactly, it is. So I have Kevin Harris on piano from the United States, Kira Moser on bass from Austria, and Isaac Romagosa on guitar from Spain, and my brothers from home, Jean Strauss from Cape Town, and Simon Manana from Johannesburg. And with me on the tour, I also have some amazing guests, part of the Unity Band. I have Thandeka Dladla on vocals, and my lovely wife Namisa Mzalosi Buzana on voice, who are joining us in Cape Town on the 10th. And in Johannesburg, we'll be joined by Spam Mdlolose, the amazing Spam Mdlolose on voice, and Siphelele Vundla as well on voice, who I collaborated with on the album on one song. So this whole experience is just going to be an incredible one. It started already off in Makanda. We were at NEF for a couple of days, as of 2nd to the 4th of July. We played an incredible show. And last night, we were playing an incredible premiere of our friend and dear brother, Kevin Harris, as premiere of Resonance, a piece called Resonance, at the Stellenbosch Chamber Music Festival. And that went so incredibly well. It was amazing. He wrote this piece, in ode to the Black thought leader, Steve Biko. And we are continuing our tour at the Young Blood Art Gallery. And then we'll end it off in Johannesburg at the Untitled Basement on the 12th. And I would like to just urge all your listeners and all my people back here at home to please come out, get your tickets at Quickit. Do not say I didn't tell you when they run out.
No,
It's going to be
you
an
heard it here
amazing
first.
time.
So
Yes.
yeah, I'm so excited. And Youngblood is such a cool space. It's creative, it's ever evolving, it's urban, it's young, it's cosmopolitan. Exactly the same words that I can use for your entourage that are going to be coming out to Cape Town. I think it's such a wonderful, eclectic mix of people. And
Yes.
it's very seldom that I get to hear a young person talk about Steve Biko. And I'm excited to hear that because that connection to the Black consciousness movement,
Yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes, yes, yes.
the realization that we come from a context is really important to me.
Yes, yes,
And living in the
yes.
US, I'm sure you know about leaders like Kwame Ture, the leader of the Black Panther, and who was also left of left. So if you haven't, go and research that because the correlations between Kwame Ture, who, by the way, was briefly married to Miriam
Yeah.
Makeba, and you know, Steve Bantu Biko is just there's so many synergies. So go and check that out.
Will
And we're
do.
just psyched to come and listen to you. We're looking forward to listening to you at the Young Blood exhibition space in the CBD. And we're wishing you and the team all the very best as you make this almost like a renaissance journey back to Cape Town, but bigger,
Yes,
better,
yes.
all grown up, coming with your own, you know, your own homies from back
Exactly.
wherever, you know, it's
Yes.
great stuff.
Yes, yes,
So it's
yes.
wonderful to come back as a grown up and come with your own collateral. So well done on that. And we'll see you at your next performance. We are so looking forward.
Thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Yes,
Bye-bye.
absolutely. All the best. Bye-bye.